Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. As always, you can find all of our Penn State football podcasts online on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download the app Keystone Sports from the App Store on your phone. There you can pick up all of our streaming content. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Penn State's 1-0, in-state rival Pitt at Heinz Field Saturday night is what's next. We have a jam-packed, full hour of Penn State football for you. I'm Andy Shea. Joining me in studio, kick off this week's show, Bob Flounders, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News, who was fired up after that game last week on video. I enjoyed it. You could tell, like, you were fired up. You're like, this is an improbable win. Do you know that this is an improbable win? You were fired up about a lot of stuff, but I'm just saying I enjoyed the video.
Yeah, Penn State went from being a 90% certainty to win that game to being a probably a 90% certainty to lose that game. And right. I've never really seen that. Quite a shift at Beaver Stadium against a team that was that big of an underdog.
In 15 minutes. All right, the third member of our on-air team, Ross Tucker, he'll join us for the final three segments of our show. We kick off with Bob's six-pack for Saturday. Quarter number two, we're going to do Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Your questions, his answers. That's right, Ask Ross, brought to you by our good friends at 409 Tailgate Club. That is quarter number three. And in quarter four, we have a preview of Pitt Penn State, including our predictions. So before we get into the show, let's welcome in General Manager Jim Galante. He's got a couple things that he wants to address with our audience that need to be talked about. First of all, how was your weekend up at Penn State during the open house and tailgate and 409 and barbecue and Shotzi's brats and 409 tailgate wine? How was it to be in a GoPSURV.com for the weekend?
You just covered everything I was going to talk about, Andy.
I'm asking you, how was it?
It was spectacular. It was great. If you haven't done the RV weekend with our buddy Mark at GoPSURV, RV was incredible. Air conditioned.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah, refrigerator. Just everything. It was fantastic.
You could cook in those things.
Yes, you can. There's an oven. We did some things for the barbecue guys. Jeremy and Andrew were there with their 409 barbecue. The tailgate wine was there. Not only did they do the wine, they did frozen drinks, a Bloody Mary bar in the morning. George from Shotzi's Brats was there. You've tried the brats, Andy. You know what they're like.
Get them on your grill.
Fantastic. He did breakfast sandwiches in the morning.
Yes. Breakfast. Can you imagine that? Like a brat or barbecue breakfast sandwich.
Labatt was represented. It had some great raffle giveaways, these wonderful coolers. We had winners Dan and Gary, so that was all fantastic. But after all that, the reason why I wanted to come in is it went so well. Mark has just announced he's going to do half price again for our Keystone Sports Network listeners for the Kent State game. So
nice.
If you missed out last week, you could do it again, and guess what? The barbecue guys, the wine folks, the brats people are going to be there again Friday night before Kent State, so got to be there.
And the second update has to do with what we were planning as our season-long ticket giveaway. Can you tell people that the bad news about that?
Yes. Unfortunately, we're going to have to stop the Labatt ticket giveaway. I'm sure our audience can guess why. I don't have to go into detail. But
we were told to stop, and we must stop.
And we are going to do that. Kevin from Labatt, though, assures me that he's going to go on with some great giveaways. There's going to be a tailgate package. We're going to have more details on that later.
Cool. But
rest assured, it will still be a great package from Labatt. So we'll get into more details on that as the weeks go on. Why don't we talk about Bob's six-pack?
Yeah, we're going to get into football now. My first question for you, Kevin Givens was a week one scratch. The reason, I don't know.
No one knows.
Violation of team rules or
another
whatever.
Another James injury. Franklin unspecified violation of team rules.
Can
so.
You tell if he's going to be available for this game or not, and that's still a mystery?
It is still a mystery because okay. He was asked about it on Tuesday, and he said, yeah, I hope so. That was literally verbatim what he said. So let's put it this way. If he doesn't play this week, it's
that makes a difference.
It's a big difference.
Yeah, I think I agree with you. That's why I asked you about it, and I didn't know if you knew. So you got a six-pack of stuff on your plate for Saturday.
Yeah.
The first one, I wanted to ask you about was the Penn State and the big plays. It's something you've come to expect from this offense. They had three or more plays of 20 more yards against Appalachian State. Is that enough, or is that good? That's not enough. You don't think that's
enough? No, it's not nearly. There were so many things that were unusual about, you know, Penn State scored 45 points. But, you know, the first half, you know, after they scored that first touchdown.
Right.
No, I don't want to say they were stuck in neutral, but they just didn't really – they were not clicking on all cylinders. I am bewildered why they DeAndre Tompkins was largely ignored in the game. I thought Juwan Johnson was kind of spotty as well. They didn't really get much from the tight ends. Tommy Stevens did not play.
Correct.
A lot of things went into that. Justin Shorter not available because he's dealing with an injury. It really wasn't until the second half – that I thought that really got going. We could talk about it a little bit more in the matchup, but just three plays of 20 or more yards by my count, and I think a couple of them occurred late in the game. I think if you're Penn State, again, no matter who they're playing against,
right,
you're looking for somewhere in the neighborhood of a floor of 4 or 5 and maybe a ceiling of 8 to 10. I think that they are capable of doing that, especially with the offense they run and the quarterback they have pulling the trigger.
Pitt's got a dual threat quarterback. He's a sophomore.
Yeah.
He's a big kid, 220 pounds. Penn State and dual threat quarterbacks have not been, let's just say, an ideal situation for Brent Pry's defense.
It's not just Penn State. It's every defense. Yeah. You have to face another dimension, and this guy has it. Only his third start. Last year when Penn State played, they did not see this kid. He was, I think, targeted to redshirt. I think it was Max Brown played against Penn State. He was not very good. A big kid who could not move.
Couldn't move.
They went to another kid in the game, Ben DiNucci, I believe was his name. Right. He was a little bit better. But by the end of the year, they turned the keys to the offense over to over to Kenny Pickett. First starts against Miami.
Yeah.
They were number two in the country. And I thought he played very well. He made some plays with
He's a playmaker.
With his arm and with his legs. He was good against Albany, but that was to be expected. You look at Penn State last year against Brian Lewerke and against JT Barrett, and it wasn't just those two. It was the pieces around those two. But generally speaking, a dual threat's always going to cause more problems for a
it
defense.
Will.
But I agree. It just seems like they get a little bit magnified with Penn State. And I'm anxious and excited to see this kid play because he could be the real deal. This is only his third start, but – If he goes 3-0 in his first three games with wins over Miami and Penn State, then I think Pitt is really well positioned in the ACC. I know this is a Penn State podcast, but if he plays well and they upset Penn State and he plays well, I mean they're in great shape for the next couple of years.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. Bob Flounders, Andy Shea. We're doing Bob's six pack for Saturday. We hope to get to all six of your six pack.
Not looking
things,
good.
But the one thing I want to just say was that when the rubber hit the road in this game and in previous games where the defense has had meltdowns in the fourth quarter, they're not getting any help, I don't think, from the sideline. I really don't. I don't think Brent Pry is a coordinator that adjusts well without going into the locker room. I mean, it was the same old, same old. And I almost jumped out of my seat when I was like, it's second and goal at the 19 or 18, and you call a dual safety corner blitz when the team just shot itself in the foot. And you're going to have Jan Johnson trying to run down a receiver out in the flat. What are you doing? That's just a one example. I just saw what I had seen before, and the definition of insanity is as a coordinator and coach drives me nuts. Now the guys are playing on the field. He's only coaching. I get it, but gosh, he's not helping them when it goes sideways a little bit. I don't see him making any turns or adjustments or trying stuff that's helping him. That's just my two cents. I wanted to get that.
I hope you feel better. I hope you feel better. It feels like you just
he's
got
not a John Donovan status, but he's.
Oh, wow.
He better show something in a game when it goes sideways soon, because that's what you expect from your defensive coordinator.
Second half against Ohio State, second half against even against
Michigan
Washington,
State,
against
Washington USC.
Yeah.
Just when it goes sideways, that's when it matters. You know, I mean, to a degree, you're like, okay, yeah, the quarterback knows exactly what to do when the game goes sideways. But you need some help from the sidelines. Penn State needs some help. There's some – I mean, there's – there. Are they banged up? Would you say they're banged up or they're missing key ingredients? Tommy Stevens in play. Shane Simmons is out. Justin Shorter's not available. Kevin Givens is a question mark. They need some help.
Yeah, I think – and I'm not sure you're going to see Shane this week. A little birdie told me he's still in a walking boot. So,
gotcha.
Even if he would play, you're not going to see much of him. I think that not having Tommy was also significant. But of all those guys that we talked about, the fact that DeAndre Tompkins wasn't really part of the offensive game plan, I think it's Kevin Givens that really we talked about it in the offseason. The one guy inside that can maybe get a little push, especially with the pass rush.
Yep.
Their most versatile defensive lineman. If they don't have him against Pittsburgh, I think they could also be in for quite a struggle, especially as the game wears on, because they like some of the guys they have up front that are young, but they're just not ready. You could see that.
Yeah.
They have some guys that just didn't play fast enough, and they were just a little bit tentative. It'll get better, but if Givens isn't on the field, it's going to be a real struggle.
And it was clear John Reed was knocking off rust.
Yeah,
he's not a bad football player. He just was knocking off some rust. So was Connor McGovern at right guard for about a quarter and a half or two quarters, you could argue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, being back there. I thought 48-99, that would be Sharif Miller and Etor Gross Matos.
Yep.
I thought they were terrific. I thought moving Gross Matos inside was interesting, but I didn't think he was overwhelmed. The freshman. There were, eight true freshmen that played in the game.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a trend that's going to continue? You think you're going to continue to see these freshmen? I'm sure he's identified a couple.
James talked about playing guys more, not less. I think Micah Parsons needs to be on the field more.
Yeah.
I would turn him loose. He was playing on the punt team. I would turn him loose and let him go after a kick instead of blocking one of the upbacks. He wasn't really into that. If he plays enough, he's going to make something happen every game like he did on the onside kick.
Correct.
We'll see about this kicker, Jake Pinniger, and whether or not he can continue. And also Ricky Slade. I think you got to mention him. James talked about him running tough. He did run tough, real low center of gravity, and very quick through the hole. So
yeah.
I think you're going to see some more contributions from some freshmen, but they're going to need the freshmen this year. I'll be curious to see if Justin Shorter is a guy they go to at some point.
My last one is that it's the first time ever you could say Blake Killigan's got to be better in a key situation.
He was okay. He was just okay.
Those last two punts were squirrely.
I know. He can be better. I expect him to be better.
I expect him to be
better. And he can really help the defense, I think, on Saturday night.
All right. That'll do it for quarter number one. That's Bob's six-pack for Saturday for the University of Pittsburgh Panthers, Heinz Field. Coming up, Ross Tucker steps in with us. It's Tucker's Tape. He looks back at the Penn State App State game and what it means going forward. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
It was so nice. GoPSURV.com had to do it twice. Our guy Mark once again doing half price RV sales for Penn State, Kent State. So if you've been looking for a chance to check out what GoPSURV.com has to offer, you get a second chance that weekend. You can come see what they have to offer, including the Friday night before the game. You can check out 409 Tailgate Club Barbecue, Tailgate Wine, Labatt Blue Beer, and Shotzi's Brats. GoPSURV.com lot has so many other features as well. You can check them all out at GoPSURV.com.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.